Feedback. How's everyone doing tonight?
大家晚上好吗?
Man, can we say praise God for our music team this weekend? Let's just say praise God, huh?
我们说赞美神,
have you guys been blessed as much as I have through the music team?
没有吗?
Sunday night is hard. because we had a full day of activities. And then if you have a good dinner, like the Mexican food that we had, outside of Michael, who probably didn't eat that much, but everyone else ate a lot. Okay, Michael loved it tonight. You could go to Mexico next year. That doesn't set us up well for listening to God's word. I've done so many retreats, or enough retreats, not like so many, not like I'm a... But enough to know that this full day's last message time is the hardest. So we're going to need God to really help us, right? So we need to pray for each other. And Bex told me, how about in the middle of the sermon, you have everyone stand up and just stretch a little bit.
That's
a godmother. Godmother said do some stretching. So I don't know. If I do that, if I see too many people like just fall asleep, I'm just going to say, hey, you know, let's stand and stretch a little bit. And if you don't like that, tell the godmother in the future, like, let's not do that. Have you been blessed this weekend? Have you been blessed?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you been blessed by God?
Yes.
Have you been blessed by your brothers and sisters around you?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you just stand, can we stand up and say, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed this weekend. Just stand up and
hey, we'll do this.
Somebody give me a hug. I didn't get enough hugs. Come on, you got it. All right. I need some hugs. Good. I like it. So, and we're going to be doing this tonight because did you just notice some change up here? Did you see change?
Yeah.
We just switched places. We're going to keep you on your toes. Actually, Liu Yun said, can we switch places? I'm kind of hot from this. So if I start sweating. We all get tired. We all get tired, so we're gonna help each other tonight. If you see your neighbor starting to go fishing, okay? This is fishing. Then you can bless them. Yeah. Clap or shake them. If you're willing to let your neighbor wake you up, please tell your neighbor right now. Yes, please just. Ari, I remember this. I remember this one day recently. Excuse me, Bob Chang. John Kessler. Recently, I remember we were very busy. Our family, the whole day, it was a Saturday. We had, I think, a Mexico mission debrief, and then we had all this stuff, and then we got home from fellowship that night very late. And the way that I work on Saturday night, if it's really late, before we're even home, I'm telling my children what to do.
所以呢，我的风格是这样子的。如果我们到家很晚，在我们到家之前，在车上，我就开始给我的孩子们分派任务了。
Everyone's got to take charge.
每个人都要负责一项事。
We have a lot of things on the car.
我们车上有好多东西。
When I park the car,
如果当我停车的时候，
you're going to grab all your things.
你要把你的东西带上。
You're going to go upstairs really fast.
你要很快地上楼。
Someone's got to feed the dog.
一个人要喂狗。
You got to brush your teeth.
要刷牙。
Take a shower if you want.
冲凉。
Go fast.
快快地去。
Get in your pajamas.
换睡衣。
Wait for mom and dad to pray with you.
然后等爸妈来为你祷告。
And go to sleep.
然后就睡觉了。
Everyone repeat that with me, okay? That's what I do in the car. And all my kids, right? Right, Bethany? Everything is like, we gotta go, we gotta go.
所以呢，女儿作证，我就是这样的风格，雷厉风行。
And we got home.
我们到家了。
I parked the car.
我停了车。
I said, everybody, you know what to do.
大家你们知道任务是什么？
Let's go, let's do it. Everybody starts moving.
开始了，大家就开始。
We're moving because we are a family that can execute and get our tasks done.
因为我们是一个蛮有行动力、执行力的家庭。
But what happened that night?
但那天晚上发生。
As we're all so busy,
我们都好忙碌的时候。
My second daughter Abby had her foot shut in the door.
我的二女儿 Abby 的脚卡在车门那里。
And she was sitting on the car.
她就坐在车边。
Can someone help me?
谁能帮我一下吗？
And everyone's like, no, we gotta listen to daddy. It's like, who do I listen to, Abby or daddy? Okay, we're going. I gotta go brush my teeth. Okay, CJ is like, no, I have to brush my teeth. And mom, even mom said, Abby, I have so many things. I'm gonna bring it in and I will come back for you. But it took a while. And mommy came back. And Abby was just crying. And after that, she couldn't even get back. She couldn't get back to the earth. She was in Abby land. And she went in. I could hear it. I'm already upstairs. I'm like, brush your teeth. Tell her I get something. And I hear mommy talking with Abby. And Abby's just crying. And mom's like, I don't know what's wrong.
妈妈说,
but it's too late.
好晚了,
you gotta get upstairs.
赶快上楼吧。
And so mommy goes off, is brushing her teeth. Mom's like, I gotta listen to daddy. and I hear, you know, Bethany's off in the bathroom, CJ's in the bathroom, mommy's in the bathroom, and I hear Abby still crying. And I said, all right, something's not right. Maybe she broke her foot. Maybe I should be a good parent. And so I went to her room. And she was sitting there. And I laid down on the bed next to her. And I said, honey, how are you doing? Let me see your leg. And this is not me, okay? So I'm a kind of a tougher guy. I don't usually do this, but I'm like, Abby, let me see your leg. And I'm like, where is it? And she says, right here.
Oh,
see, a piece of skin came off.
Oh,
and this is not me, okay? But I'm like, oh. And I thought, are you okay? She says, yeah. Is there anything Daddy can do for you? Can I help you? She says, Dad, I feel better now. She says, Dad, I know we're so busy tonight. But when I hurt my foot, I just wanted someone to be with me. She said, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Daddy, for just coming to talk with me. And to be with me. Even though I know you're so busy. And you know what? I think the church is like that too. I think sometimes we get so busy doing things that we forget that church is about the people. It's not that we don't do anything. It's not to say that doing things is not important. But I think that if we are not careful, we will get so busy doing things in the church and we forget that it's really all about the people. I think that's what the church is supposed to be about. Sometimes because the church has to practically function, we know that there are things that have to be done. And that's okay. There are things that need to be done. Earlier today, we saw all the ministry things that we need help in. We do have real needs. Because if we don't take care of the facilities and different things in the church, our building is going to slowly deteriorate. If people are not cleaning the bathrooms, they're going to start to smell real bad. If we don't pick up all the little trash that the kids throw their candy, we're going to be walking around in rooms of trash. We do need to fix things. We do need help to renovate things. There are kids to be watched and babysat and taught. We do need to make sure that the food is being served. And someone is actually cleaning up the kitchen. We know that. But if we're not careful, we're going to miss it. We become so task saturated, or we'll become so organizational that we forget that at the end of the day, it's really about people. See, I'm so glad that my daughter, Abby, is so different from the rest of her siblings. Because Abby sees the world in a different lens. And Abby said, it's okay, I can share this. Because anyone who knows Abby knows that Abby's different. She prioritizes people over tasks. When she wanted to be on a soccer team like her big sister, she got the uniform. She got her braids. She got her Gatorade. She wanted to play like her sister out there. And the first game she had, she said to the coach, "Coach, I'm sweating." And the coach said, "Yeah, you're supposed to sweat." She goes, "No, I need to take a break. Can I sit over there in the shade?" He says, "Sure. Can I drink my Gatorade over there?" Yeah. So Abby's sitting in the shade drinking her Gatorade. She looks like she played again. She's drinking her Gatorade. Abby's different. But I remember a game where the other team's goalie got hurt. They stopped the game. The teams went to their own sides. And Abby went to the other team's goalie to give her a hug. Not even her own team was giving her a hug. Abby went over to the other side to hug the goalie and say, "Are you okay?" And her coach was like, "Don't do that. That's the enemy." But see, Abby doesn't care about winning or losing. She didn't care about the task of the game. She cares about the people. Now, if we're full of Abbeys, our church is going to fall apart. But we need, I need our family, right, Mom? We need people like Abby to remind us that the church is more than just the tasks, it's about the people. And this is something that as pastors, we're going to need to monitor in our church. What is this all about, God? To ask God, like, yeah. What are we doing?
我们问神, 我们在做什么呢?
Are we on track?
我们在正路上吗?
We don't want to get our church running so smoothly and so perfectly that everyone is so busy doing things. And from all appearances,
从外表看,
we look really good from the outside.
我们的外表光鲜亮丽,
but there's not enough going on the inside. You know, when you give a gift to someone, I don't think you're going to put all the thought of the gift on the wrapping and on the outside. You're going to put all your thought and your effort on what's inside the package, right? Because the inside of the package is always going to matter more than how it looks on the outside. And I'll tell you right now, Pastor James and I are always going to focus on what's going on inside of the church. Yes, are we going to have really nice bathrooms in 2 weeks? Yes, we are. We are going to have that. Bethany even said, "I want my bathroom to look like the church's bathroom." Has anyone ever said that they want their home bathroom to look like the church's? That's how good it's going to look. Is it okay to have a nicer church building? Yeah, I think that's okay. Is it nice to have a clean church campus? Yeah, I think so. Is it good to have AC cooling everybody down? Yeah, I think these are all good things. But Pastor James and I are always going to make sure that we're focused on the inside stuff, the stuff that really matters. Because we would rather be experiencing the Spirit of God working in power among a very passionate and fervent people, even if we're doing this in an old warehouse sitting on the floor.
就算我们是在一个旧的仓库里坐在地板上，但是我们教会的全体成员都是那里这样的火热，有圣灵的大能运行在我们当中。
Rather than worshiping in a beautiful building, but everybody's heart is cold towards God.
这样也比我们在一个特别漂亮的建筑当中，但是大家的心向神的心是冷的。
You guys with me on that? You guys with me?
大家理解吗？
Amen. Who's with me with the warehouse? We're going to sit on the floor in the warehouse? Cold floor? Oh, some people are like, oh, no. Wow, some of you guys are like, no. Well, okay. Those who rose your hands, that's what it's about. We want a people on fire for the Lord, even if our building is not perfect. We don't need to be in a beautiful building if our hearts are cold towards God. It was 2,000 years ago when Jesus said, "And on this rock I will build my church."
2,000多年前，耶稣说，在这磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
And it's clear in Scripture.
在经文里很清楚。
It's Jesus who builds his church, not us.
是耶稣基督，不是我们要建造教会。So
what is the church supposed to look like if Jesus is building it?
那如果是耶稣建造教会，那这教会应该看起来什么样呢？
Tonight, the passage that I'd like us to focus on as we look at, back up real quick. As we're looking at the core value number three that we want to be a church committed to active ministry, is in Ephesians chapter 4. So I want you guys to just turn their whole letter to us. We're going to be looking at verses 11 through 16.
11到16节.
Some of you already know this is one of the key texts in all of Scripture to unfold the plan of how Jesus wants to build his church.
You guys all awake? Yes, we don't
need to stretch, we're good. Alright. Verse 11, here we go. "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ."
他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有教牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立住。If
you can already begin to see some of the words in here,
如果我们可以看到这些字,
you're going to see that Jesus has a goal in building the church. Right. So this goal has to be accomplished in the church for the church to build up. And if you see some of these words, it's talking about the maturity of believers. The goal of all ministry is to have spiritual infants grow into spiritual maturity. That's the goal of all of our ministry. You say even the kitchen? Yes. Even babysitting little kids in the nursery? Yes. The goal of all ministry is to bring immature believers to come along in a process to become mature believers. So that when each part is working properly, as you matured, that's what makes the body grow. But you gotta go from spiritual infancy to spiritual maturity. Because spiritual infants are tossed to and fro by the waves. Recently, Pastor James and Cindy invited our family to go over to their house to swim together. And there are kids who are doing backflips off the diving board. There are kids cannonballing, creating all these waves. And then you have these two little baby girls. They're wearing floaties. Right? And they're just bobbing around the water.
Right?
And they're trying to swim around. But every time someone does a backflip or a cannonball, they're just like tossed around the pool. And what was really cool was at one point, one of the little baby girls said to their daddy, "Daddy, can you teach me how to swim? I don't want to use these floaties anymore." And so her daddy took off the floaties and started to teach her how to swim. Because he wants her to grow up. He knows she shouldn't stay in floaties forever. He wants her to be strong enough to not be tossed around by the waves. And yet I think that in the church there are Christians that are wearing their floaties. Floaty Christians. That are still floating around. Right? And that's our process. But even these Christians with floaties need to eventually want to take off their floaties and grow up. Because every Christian needs to know that Jesus' goal in all of the ministry is that they would grow into maturity. And I'll be honest with you. There are some places in Scripture, like 1 Corinthians 3 and Hebrews chapter 5, where Paul is actually rebuking the church. He's giving a hard message to the church, talking about these floaty Christians who are not maturing.
保罗在这几个地方呢，事实上在责备，在说一些难懂的道理，在责备有一些教会。
That they're in the church for too long, and they're still wearing their floaties.
他们在教会很长时间了，还穿着旧衫。
Now I'm not going to be sharing on those texts tonight.
我今天不要讲这一节道。
But in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5,
但在希伯来书五章。
You have believers who have been part of the church for 30 years.
有些人在教会待了三十年了。
They've listened to 52 sermons a year.
他每年都听五十二篇道。
They are familiar with the Bible.
他们对圣经很熟。
They almost know what the pastor is going to say next.
他们基本上知道牧师接下来讲什么。
And it says they're supposed to be teachers by now.
保罗说他们应该当教师了。
But because they didn't allow the word of God to penetrate and transform their life.
但因为他们不容许神的话进入他们的心中，刺透他们，改变他们。
Because they didn't heed the moving of the Spirit to mature.
他没有听到，就是说圣灵的感动要成熟。
It says that they're still drinking spiritual milk from bottles like little babies.
保罗说他们还是像在喝奶的婴儿一样。
They've been at church for too long.
在教会好长时间了。
They ought to be teachers by now.
他们应该当师傅了。
But you're still wearing floaties.
那还穿着旧衣服。
And you're drinking milk. You can't eat the solid food. You can't eat meat. You can only drink milk because you're still a baby. You haven't matured.
但是没有成长，还是像婴儿一样吃奶，不能吃饭，不能吃肉。
And it's almost sad when I'm thinking about this, because who wants to be an adult and go to the pool and still like wear floaties?
这是好可怜，谁想愿意是一个大人到
That's gonna look strange.
还穿带着游泳圈，穿着泳救生衣。
And I'm not rebuking anyone tonight if you're one of those.
今天晚上我不想单独的指责某些人。
But I just want you to know that Paul does.
我想让你们知道保罗有这样干过。
Tonight I just want to let you know that God's heart is not for you to just keep being a church for 35, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and you've never really matured.
今天晚上我要让你能够，我能提醒你，神的心意不是你在教会好多好多年了，还是属灵的婴孩。
That's not growing up in every way into Him.
这并不是百节各按各职能够渐渐增长。
By your not growing, you are hindering the growth of the body.
如果你个人没有成长呢，你也是阻碍了教会肢体的成长。
His plan is for you to mature.
神对你的心意是让你能够成熟成长。
So how does God do this, though?
那神怎么做呢？
How does God help believers grow from spiritual infancy to spiritual maturity?
神如何帮助基督徒从属灵婴孩长成属灵的大人呢？
Even if you realize I've been here so long and I haven't matured, but I want to know now, how does God do it? How can God help me to mature? I want to mature now.
如果今天晚上受到感动，不想做一直做属灵的婴孩，那么神是怎么样？神要透过什么样的方式来帮助你成长呢？
I want to tell you first and foremost, it's not by just doing more things.
我想首先要告诉你的，并不是透过做更多的事。
I want us to look up a little bit more at verse 7, just a few verses ahead.
大家把圣经往上翻，翻到第七节。以弗所书四章七节。
How does God help us grow?
神是如何帮助我们成长的呢？
But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
God gives us grace.
神给我们恩赐。 神给我们的恩赐。
Now, grace is one of those really rich and beautiful words of all of Scripture.
我想恩赐在所有的经文里面是那个非常丰盛的、非常美丽的一个词。
I can't even begin. It would take me too much time to unpack that for us tonight.
我没有足够的时间今晚来透彻地解释这个词。
But grace is what makes the gospel amazing.
但是恩典就是福音美妙之处。
Grace is the abundance of God upon people who don't deserve it.
恩典就是神的丰盛临到那些不配得的人身上。
Grace is love to those who are unlovable.
恩典就是对那些不可爱的人的爱。
Grace is giving of the most important thing to those who were once his enemies.
恩典就是把最重要的东西送给那些曾经为敌的人。
It's God's favor upon us.
是神给我们的恩赐。
And we know that it was God's grace that brought us into salvation, right?
我们都知道是靠着神的恩典，我们得到了救恩。
We have to know that, right? I think you know that. Nod your heads if you're with me, right?
如果你同意的话，请举手。
God's grace that saved us.
是神的恩典救了我们。
It is God's grace.
是神的恩典。
It is His undeserved favor.
是神给我们的，我们所不配得的恩典。
But the tragedy.
但悲剧是。
Is that we stop grace there.
我们对恩典的理解就到此为止。
We think that God gave us all of the grace to save us.
我们觉得神的恩典已经耗竭了，他救了我们。
He saved us by grace.
他靠救恩救了我们。
He gave us His salvation by grace.
他因着神的恩，我们得救了。
And now, as we're supposed to grow and mature,
我们现在要成长成熟。
Now He leaves us to ourselves.
他就让我们自力更生了。
That we have to now do all the work to grow and to mature.
我们现在要靠自己成长成熟。
That His favor was only for our salvation.
他的恩典只是为了我们的救恩。
But now He's like, now work it out, go.
他现在就说，好，你自己努力吧。
You were created for good works.
你是我创造的，为了成全善功。
I saved you unto good works.
我就赐给你救恩，好让你做更好的。
What's wrong with you?
你有毛病吗？
Everyone else is growing.
大家都在成长。
That's a tragedy.
这就很悲剧了。
As if God's grace was only for our salvation.
好像神的恩典就那么一点，只是为了我们的救恩。
And then we need to live life on our own.
我们现在要靠自己来生活。
Can I show you something else about Pastor James?
还有范长老的故事要跟大家分享。
He's dogging me right now. He hates when I do this. But he knows me. He's always like, you be you, man.
I don't know. 没办法。
That day, when we were swimming at his house,
还是那天我们在他家游泳。
When one of his baby girls were saying, Daddy, I don't want my floaties. Can you teach me how to swim?
记得小妹妹说我不想要再穿救生衣了，教我游泳了。
When I saw, I'm gonna share something that you guys don't know about him.
再要分享一点关于范长老。
Because he has a reputation for being a tough guy.
他有这样子的名声啊，很强悍。
He's hard sometimes.
看上去很，对吧？很男子汉。
Scares me sometimes. That day I was watching him with his baby girl.
但那一天我看到他对待他的小女儿。
It showed me a lot about him.
让我看到他的另一面。
The way I saw him teach his baby girl how to swim.
我看到他怎么教自己的小女儿游泳。
He was so tender.
非常的温柔。
It's not like me. I literally threw my kids in the water. Survive!
把我的孩子扔到水里说活下去。
You know, he was like, what?Not like you would do that. Just throw your, I'm like, yeah, that's what I did. I threw Bethany and I'm like, come on, swim back.
So, my way
is to throw the kid into
the water and throw him into the water. His tone was tender.
He told her exactly what to do and he helped her. He stood at a distance.
他站得稍微有点远
Just enough so that she could swim to him.
足够的距离好让他游
But not far enough that any harm would befall her.
但是又不是那么的远他可能会有危险
In fact, he was close enough to her.
他站得距离足够的近
So that at any moment,
任何时候
he could just swoop her up.
他可以把她抱起来
To make sure that nothing bad would happen to her.
所以他不会有任何的危险
Why did he want to do that?
为什么他要这样做呢?
Why was he teaching her how to swim?
为什么他这样教她游泳呢?
Because he wanted her to take her floaties off.
因为他想除掉她的救生衣。
He wanted her to grow up.
他要帮助她成长。
He was helping her grow.
他在帮助她成长。
And he was right there with her.
他就在她身边。
He was tender.
温柔。
He was encouraging.He was giving. He was ready to support her and swoop in at any moment. Just swoop in to make sure that nothing bad would happen to her. Did he let her struggle a bit? Yes. Did he let her out of her comfort zone?
能让他走出自己的舒适区。
Yes.
是的。
Did he put her in a situation that would stress her?
有没有把她放在一个境域里面，让她要奋斗一点
？To help her to grow.
To 帮助她。
Yes.
帮助她成长。是的。
But he was always there.
但他总是在那里。
He was right there.
就在她身边。
At any moment.
任何时候。
If anything might happen to her.
如果有任何的问题。
He would just swoop in and catch her.
他就会冲过去抱起她。
Do you see the picture of grace? That's grace. Helping someone to grow. That's our God, brothers and sisters. That's the picture of God's grace. For you, for me, to help us to mature. That's different. We don't think of God that way sometimes. You might think that God is so far away from you. When you're out of your comfort zone. When your faith is being stretched. When things are happening in your life and you don't understand what's happening.But don't you think that for one second that God is not right there with you. Ready to just swoop in if anything would happen to you. But he's going to let you struggle. He's going to let you out of your comfort zone.
它会让你不那么舒服。
But that's only so that you can take your floaties off and begin to grow.
但只是为了让你脱掉救生衣开始成长。
So that as each one of us begin to individually grow.
这样我们每一个人个人开始独立的成长。
And it needs all of us.
但是我们也彼此需要。
That's the only way Ephesians in the previous verse.That's the only way that now hearts begin working and we, the church really begin, something's going to happen when that happens.
当我们每一个人都能够各自的成长，然后又在同一个教会肢体里的时候，教会也就增长。
We already think that God's doing amazing things here, do we?
我们已经认为神在我们当中成就了奇妙的大事。
We haven't seen the big stuff yet.
我们还没有看到神真的更伟大的工作。
Because there's some of us that have to start taking off our floaties.
因为我们当中还有些人还没有脱掉救生衣。
When mature brothers and sisters,
当成熟的弟兄姐妹。
When they see a immature brother or sister,
当你看到一个还不成熟的弟兄姐妹。
And they're not saying, "What's wrong with you?"
你不要说你有什么问题啊。
Why can't you do that?
你为什么不能这么做呢？
Come on.
哎呀，抓紧吧。
That's not grace.
这不是恩典。
Our mature brothers and sisters need to walk with those who are learning to take off their floaties.
成熟的弟兄姐妹要与那些需要脱掉救生衣的同行。
And that's how we begin to all mature.
让我们才能大家全部一同成长。
Well, how does he do that then? After we begin to mature, how do we work together to actually start building the church up?
那么当我们都在渐渐成长，我们怎么一起同工来建造教会呢？
As you begin to mature in your faith,
当你在信仰中成长，
you must realize.
你必须要意识到
what verse 7 is saying. You go to verse 7.
第七节说的是什么？
God's grace upon your maturity
神在你成长上的恩典
is to give you this gift of grace.
要给你恩赐。
This gift of grace
恩赐
to minister and to serve others.
你要参与服事
That grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督给我们个人的恩赐。
It talks about this in 1 Peter 4:10.
在彼得前书四章十节。
As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And Ephesians 4:7, that was what we just read. When God gives us grace to grow,
当神给我们恩赐成长，
He gives us the grace to minister to others.
他让我们用所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
And that's our point right before that.
所以我们之前的要点就是这样。
God's plan is always accomplished.It is not through merely the fervency of man accomplishing tasks.
我并不是单单透过人的血气来成就这些。
And as we each begin to experience God's grace,
当我们各自经历到神的恩典，
we're able to serve others and.
我们就可以在恩典中彼此。
We're able to see the people behind the ministry.
我们可以看到在事工背后的人。
We need to see the people behind the ministry.
我们需要看到事工背后的人。
Well, how do you know about your gifts?
那你怎么知道你的恩赐在哪里呢？
You guys could read it later for yourselves because this takes a whole other sermon. But on, we'll click it a few times. There's two passages in Scripture that really help us with our giftings. It's Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. So remember the 12s. Romans and 1 Corinthians. Each one of us, according to the Scriptures here, each one of us have been given...At least one gift of grace.
根据经文呢，我们中的每一个人都至少得到了一项恩赐。
This is your spiritual gift.
这是你属灵的恩赐。
This is the gift that God has given to you to help minister to others.
这就是神所赐给你的恩赐。
And even when we begin looking at Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12, you're going to find out that everyone's spiritual gift all throughout the history of mankind is a little bit different. Because God made each of us very different. And yet God has given you at least one gift to really minister to people around you. God's grace is given to you so that you can minister to others. That's the picture of the church. That's why the third value of our church is that we want to be a church committed to active ministry. You see that? That's why the core value is this. The goal of all of our ministries is to help one another mature in our faith. As we mature in our faith, we begin to really discover the grace gift that God has given to each of us. Where we can use that more. Serve one another in our gifts. And the church is built up. It doesn't necessarily mean numbers. But the church is really going to be built up when we're activated in our gifts. In Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, it actually says that he gave the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Notice it says that he gave certain gifts to the church, people who have the gifts of leading and shepherding, teaching. These are the leaders of the church. But the leaders of the church have one job. Because the building of the body, is the work of the saints, not the work of the leaders. The work of the leaders, the shepherds, the teachers, is to what? Is to equip the saints. For the works of the ministry. So that the building of the church is not on the shoulders of the leaders. We don't have two ministers here building up the church. We have about, we have about 100 people, about 100 ministers building up the church. If you are a believer in Christ, you are a saint. And we are the ministers that build up the church. I drew a picture years ago in my Sunday school class that helped a lot of people, that people gave me feedback to it. This model, what we see is you have a few pastors over here, elders, E's or P's. I was going to put P and E's, but then it sort of looked like P. But they're the same thing, right? And then you even have like little piece too, because Pastor James and I, we do have a vision to see more lay elders arise from here. We see elders join our elder board. But see, this picture has a problem. And most people think of church this way.
有些人认为教会就应该这样运行。
When church is viewed in this way,
如果人们是这样看待教会
then church is viewed like any other company or organization.
那么教会就跟其他的公司或组织没有不同。
You have the leader,
你有领袖
and you have all the people.And there's a big separation. And the leaders never know what the people really have problem, right? You know, like, oh, the leaders never know what's going on. But see, the problem with this model is everything rests on the leader. And only the companies or churches with the best leaders will do well. Then you better be looking for the Steve Jobs and the Bill Gates of pastors, and it's not us.
如果你们要看明星，像乔布斯或比尔盖茨这样的牧师，我们不是。
When we view church like this, it says all the leaders have all the gifts.
如果我们这样看待教会，那么只有领袖才有恩赐了。
We need a leader who can do it all.
我们需要一个全能的领袖。
He's got to be able to preach.
And
teach. He's got to care for everyone.
关怀每个人
He's got to be able to lead music.
还要带领
He's got to lead our small groups.
带领小组
He's got to go pick up the food for lunch.
还要去领午餐
And he's got to serve it.
还要添
饭 Oh, he's got to put on the apron.
还要穿围裙
And then he's got to give the little wipies out for each table.
然后吃完了分给大家擦桌子
And after that, he's got to clean the bathroom.
还要过来打扫厕所
He's got to have the gift of hospitality.He's got to have the gift of mercy. He's got to have the gift of encouragement. He's got to have all the gifts. This relegates the building of the church on the shoulders of the leaders. And that's sad when it happens. It turns church into a theater or show where you watch.The leaders.
我们就把教会变成了一场演出或者一个剧院的表演，我们就是过来看牧师表演。
I'll tell you right now.
我现在要告诉大家。
Pastor James and I don't have all the gifts.
我和范长老并没有所有的恩赐。
We don't even share all the same gifts ourselves.
我们互相之间也并有不同的恩赐。
But the picture that I see is we're more like this.
我所心中理想的教会画面应该像这样
Where we're all together.
我们都在一起
We do have a responsibility.
我们是有责任
We have the gift of preaching.
我们有讲道的恩赐
And teaching.
教导的恩赐
Actually, the Bible just says teaching is the most important for the elder. And we have gifts of leadership.
我们也有领导的能力
And our job is to equip you.
我们的任务是要装备大家。
So that we're not up here and you're down here.
我们不是高高在上，你们在下面。
But we're standing side by side with you.
我们是肩并肩的站在一起。
And we're just trying to point us all to go this way to follow Jesus in the Word, yeah.
我们只是帮助大家指明走向耶稣基督的方向。
We've never seen ourselves far from you.
我们从来不觉得我们远离大家。
We don't do it well, but everything we do is to try to be right next to you and say, "Look, hey, let's just go this way. Come on, come on."
我们不是很完美，但是我们一心想要做的就是站在你身边，鼓励你往前走。
Take off your floaties, come on, let's go.
不要一直穿着救生衣游泳。
I don't want to see you with your floaties on. It doesn't look right anymore. You've been here too long. Let's go.
你已经来这里很久了，不要再带着游泳圈了。
So the picture that we see in scripture, I've showed this picture before, is a little delayed snap, but I've shown this picture before, but the pastors and teachers do one thing.
我们看到以前看到这幅图画。
Don't take a picture with me in there. But we do one thing.
牧师和教师。
God has called us to equip you.
神呼召我们装备你们。
That's our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
To equip you.
来装备你们。
So that you can do the works of the ministry.
所以你可以来承担圣工。
And the result of that is that the body of Christ is built up. That's Ephesians right here.
所以就像以弗所书里讲到的，那么教会的身体就得以建立。
this word equip, I'm not even going to go into it because we're totally over, but like the word of equip.
它这个词, 装备,
katarizo is the word.
怎么念?
Katarizo.
Yeah,
oh, that sounds almost Italian. Katarizo, but this word, you see it in scripture. And our job is to, one is to lay the foundations for our faith.
一个意思就是说我们要为大家打下信仰的根基。The
laying of the foundations of God's word.
打下神话语的根基。And
then the other idea that we see in scripture of this word katarizo is training.
这个词在经文里看到另一个意思就是训练。Like
training soldiers, you know, where we're like, hey, let's work out, let's eat well, let's march.
像操练士兵一样。But
what's fascinating is the third place you find katarizo.
但很有意思的是在第三个地方也看到同一个字。You
find this word in the gospel.
在福音书里。Where
when a fishing net was broken,
渔网破了时候,
and the fishermen take in the net and they katarizo the net, they mend and they restore the nets.
所以渔夫呢就把网拿上来，然后就开始修补这个渔网。
There's brokenness in this room.
在这个房间里有许多的破碎。
And I know Pastor James and I don't do it well, but one of our jobs is to help mend that which is broken.
我想我们并没有做得很完美，但是我们的任务有一项就是当有东西破碎的时候，我们要修补。
That's our one thing.
这是我们的工作。
We're supposed to just lay foundations.
我们要建立基础。
Make sure it's on God's word.
这是神的话语。
We're supposed to help train you and equip you guys up.
我们要训练和装备大家。
And then we're supposed to help mend what's been broken.
然后如果有破碎的地方，我们要来修。
It's not like we haven't tried to mend some of you. We know some of you who are broken. We pray for you guys. But some of you are like, don't come and help me.
Right?
But that's what God has called us to do. We're supposed to work with you in the areas of your life that's maybe gone off course a little bit. And you know that God's whistling to you.
Right?
But God's whistling so loud that we hear it too. And we're like, hey, this brother, this sister's doing great. They just gotta mend and be restored. That's our one thing. That's what we're called to do. And when we do that, you are able to do this. And when we are all maturing and doing this in our gifts, and we're learning our spiritual gifts, this is going to be built up. Do you want to be a part of that? Each of you have been given a spiritual gift. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't help out in the kitchen. Or you're not going to pick up that candy wrapper. Because I don't have the spiritual gift of picking up candy wrappers. All right? Not everything we do in the church is a spiritual gift thing. But I would like to encourage you that one of the ways that I began to learn my spiritual gifts was just getting myself in to do stuff. Just because I love the brothers and sisters. And I'm going to try to do anything. I'll try kitchen. Ah, that didn't work out well. They kicked me out. I tried clean the bathroom. Okay, I do that really good.
But that's not my spiritual gifting.
Right?
And someone gave me an opportunity to work with kids. And I realized I really enjoyed teaching. But in the beginning, people said I wasn't that good of a teacher. But I kind of enjoyed it. So I just kind of kept going. And I thought I loved kids. And I worked with all these little kids. But I realized kids kind of annoy me after a while. And what I really love is just people. I love the people of God. And the more people let me serve, the more I was able to mature, the more I began to see my service is not just about doing things, but it's about the people that I'm serving. You see, I think the church is more than just tasks. When you serve, look past what you're doing. And look at the people that you're serving. Look not only to trying to do something as a team, but look at the lives of the people that you're working with.
也要看看你的团队成员的生命。
God does not need us to be busybodies.
神不需要我们每个人都忙忙碌碌。
God wants us to know that the church is about the people.
神想让我们知道教会是关乎人的。
A people that's going to mature.
是一些渐渐成熟的人。
A people that are going to discover and love to serve in their spiritual gifting.
是一群不断地发现自己的属灵恩赐并喜欢使用自己属灵恩赐的人。
As that church is built up,
当这样的教会被建造起来,
what a beautiful name we see of Jesus.
我们, 耶稣基督何等龙美的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Father, we thank you
天父我们感谢你,
for helping us through Sunday nights. I feel confident, Lord, that your spirit was activating and working in our hearts.
Oh
Lord, I love this church. And I feel honored to be a shepherd in their midst. But what I love more is that we're together, side by side. And that my brothers and sisters see me when I'm weak. And they see me when I make mistakes. So that we can mutually minister to one another. That as I pray for them, they pray for me. I love that we're together in this journey for you. God, I pray for some of the people here who are just too busy. We might have gotten too used to just doing things. Lord, I pray that you help us to take a step back.
主啊，求你让我们能够放缓脚步。
To learn the heart of Mary.
让我们学习像玛利亚的心。
To do what Jesus, you love the most from us.
我们要去做耶稣基督你最喜悦我们的事。
But there's some others in here, Lord, I pray.
我们当中还有其他一些人，我也要为他们祷告。
Who are still wearing their flibbies. I pray that you would help them to want to take off their floaties and say, Abba, Father, would you teach me how to swim?
我希望你能够赐下这样的心智，让他们愿意脱掉这样子的救生衣，说阿爸父啊，帮助我们学习游泳。
And that they would trust you.
他们要信靠你。
To know that you're not going to be too far off.
要知道你不会远离他们。
To trust you when you're stretching them.
当你给他们一些挣扎的时候，让他们晓得信靠你。
But that their faith would mature.
他们的信心、信仰能够得以成熟。
Lord, we need your help for that.
神啊，为此我们需要你的帮助。
Lord, I love this church.
主啊，我爱这个教会。
But Lord, you love this church more.
但是主啊，你更爱这个教会。
So Lord, we look to you.
神啊，我们仰望你。
You are the author and the perfecter of our faith.
你是我们信仰创始成功的那一位。
You, Jesus.Are the real and good shepherd of this church.
你是我们教会那又真又活的那位大牧者。
Together, we look to you.
我们一同仰望你。
Thank you, God.
感谢主。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.